This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. How can ag tech companies bridge the gap between their ideas and the practical realities of farming? Well, it starts with focusing on the customer and their feedback, says Tom Chaplin, CEO of Thule Technologies.
Go get customers. Go sell your product, and everything else is going to fall into place. And it was a very similar thing with the story of Thule. I wanted this product to go out into the world, and if you can get people to use it, everything else will fall into place. One of the initial problems that a lot of startup founders face is they can't find a co-founder. But if you have traction, it de-risks the calculation for the potential co-founder. Like, oh, this is really a thing. People really want this. I'm going to join this person and help them build their company.
Finding producers willing to try a new product or service can be a challenge, but Chaplin says it's worth it.
In ag, it's a little trickier because we have these slow annual cycles of farming. It leads to people being more risk averse, your customers being more risk averse, but you can still find those farmers that are willing to try something new and try it on a small scale, and you get their feedback and you set people's expectations. Like, this isn't going to be perfect, but here's what we're aiming at, and here's what you're going to get in the first version, and I want to talk to you and really partner with you to understand how to make this better and understand what your needs are.
Chaplin says creating lasting connections with these partners has a long-term payoff. Thule Technologies was recently acquired by CropX. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.